I'm Patricia Rodriguez, one of the members of the Mujeres Muralistas. We did many murals in the 70s in the Mission District. Our first effort was an experimental mural project on a garage door across the alley from the building I shared with Graciela Carrillo at 54 Balmy Alley in 1972. And our experiment was to see if we could collaborate as muralists and draw large-scale designs. At the same time, there were no fancy mural paints, so we used outdoor house paint we got from neighbors. For the bright colors and to complete our palette, we bartered paint from various artists. Men teased us and harassed us, and so did women who poked fun, saying, "Anyone can paint." Rafael Maradiaga, co-director of the nearby Galería de la Raza, was our only constant source of support. He documented the mural painting process, sharing his slides with us. He was also the one who suggested our name. Obviously, it stuck. We discovered we liked it and wanted to continue painting in collaboration with others. This mural, Latino America, was our introduction to the broader community as muralists. Everyone was watching us and interviewing us for newspapers, television, and radio. We represented a new generation of muralists depicting our own reality and speaking about the Latinas who lived in the Mission District. As a result, more women wanted to join the group, and some just wanted to help out in whatever they could. Miriam Olivo from Venezuela and Ruth Rodriguez from Puerto Rico were invited to join us by Consuelo Mendez. Esther Hernandez and Sochi Nevel were introduced to us by Irene Perez.
Patricia Rodriguez has a long history as a Chicana artist and educator. She is the co-founder of Bay Area Art Collective, Mujeres Muralistas, 1970 to 1979. The artwork is published in art journals and history books. She currently teaches screen printing at Laney College in Oakland, California, and has recently retired from her 10 years of service as gallery curator at the Mission Cultural Center for Latino Arts in San Francisco.